Sagt der Helge Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Peah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We understand that Peah means the corner, the end of the field, the edge of the field. So you don't cut the entire field, but you stop before you finish. Our Mishnah begins by telling us that Noisen and Peah, you can give Peah even Mitchilas Asada, from the beginning of the field. In other words, skip at the beginning and then start to cut. Or in the middle, in other words, cut, stop, leave over a little bit, and then continue cutting. And you don't have to bedavka leave at the end of the field. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Even though the lashon of pay is mashma, the end, like the pay is of your head, it means the corner. But the Tanakhama darshens from the pasuk explains the batanura. Uvakutzruchem eskitzir arzuchem, loisacha lepa'as satcha liksar. The word liksar at the end of the pasuk seems to be extra. When you're cutting the land, don't finish off to cut. What's the last liksar to cut? So it's mashma, even after the peyah, there's still something to cut. Because sometimes you can leave peyah at the beginning or in the middle, as they held the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, I agree with you, Tanakama, that if you're going to leave over at the beginning or in the middle of Shem Peah, so that part's going to be called Peah. But you're not Yotze, you're Chayv of Peah yet. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah unless you leave at the corner also and enough at the corner. Again, Rabbi Shimon and Reb Shimon says, it's okay for a person to leave Peah at the beginning of the field or in the middle. Reb Shimon also darshens the word Liksar at the end of the Pasuk. Obviously, you can have Peah and then you can still cut. And what you left as a din of Peah. But to be yoitz of the chayv of Peah, to say that you fulfill the mitzvah, ubuvan, that's only. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah until sheyitin basayf kashir. You're also going to leave a shir of Peah at the end. And that shir is 1/60. What exactly this means, 1/60? A lot of different shitas here. The Batanura brings two. One of them is you have to leave at the edge, at the corner. Because after all, peya does mean corner. At least 1/60 of what you left at the beginning or in the middle. The Rambam says, no, Reb Shimon means you have to leave the full shear, 1/60 of the entire field at the corner. Only then are you yaitzi your chiyav. So even though what you left earlier is called peya, but to be yaitzi your chiyav, you still have to have the full 1/60 at the corner. There are four reasons Reb Shimon says you have to leave it at the corner. One is, we don't want a person cutting and cutting and saying, psst, come here, cousin, who's poor? I'm going to leave over right now so you can grab it before anyone else. If he's leaving it at the end, all the aniyim know to stand there before he finishes off to take their peya. But if you can leave it at the beginning or in the middle, he'll wait till his friend is there or his relative is there and only do it for them. Another reason is, the poor people have to know when he's going to leave the peah. If he can leave it at any point, they'll have to stand there a whole day when he's cutting till he decides, now I'm leaving peah at this point. At least now they know when he gets to the end of his field, that's when they have to come. A third reason is marisayin. It shouldn't look at this person, he's cutting his entire field. He finished off the entire field. He didn't leave any peah. They're not going to know he left at the beginning or in the middle. And a fourth reason is because, unfortunately, there were people that would annoy him. They were liars. They're going to finish cutting their entire field. We're going to say, what about Peah? Oh, I left it at the beginning. I left it in the middle. And in reality, they didn't. So for those four reasons, Reb Shimon says, you can leave Peah at the beginning or in the middle. But the Torah says you have to leave it at the end. You have to leave it at the end also. Now we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, this third sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, Im Shir, if he leaves over at the end of the field, even Kelechach, even one stalk, one ear of corn. You can connect that to the rest of the tefuah that he left in the middle or at the beginning, and it's all his peah. But if he doesn't leave anything at the end, and whatever he left at the beginning or in the middle is regular hefker maybe, but it's not peah. So Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. The Tanakhama and Rav Shimon say that regardless of whether or not you left something at the end, what you left in the middle or at the beginning for peya is peya. It's just that according to the Tanakhama, you're yoytzi your chiv, and according to Reb Shimon, you're not yoytzi your chiv. You still have to leave at the corner. According to Rabbi Yehuda, anything you leave at the beginning or in the middle does not have a din of pay at all, unless you leave over at the corner at least one ear of corn, one stalk. Then you could connect that with what you left in the middle or at the beginning, and it's all called paya. But if you left nothing at the edge of the field, so what you left at the beginning is not considered paya. It may have a din of hefker. If you're going to ask, is there a difference in hefker and paya? Well, first of all, if it's plain hefker, both a niyam and a shirim can take it. Both poor and rich can take it. If it's paya, it's only for the poor people. Now you have to understand, if he's going to say, well, it's hefker for only poor people, not rich people, that's not hefker. And that means it's mechuyev and trumas and isris. Real hefker, where you say it's hefker for everybody, or paya, which is only technically hefker for poor people, are potter and trumas and isris. We'll learn more about that later. Okay, so lemaisa, we have three shitas over here. We have the shita of the Tanakama, who says, paya taka means the corner, you don't have to. You could leave it at the beginning or in the middle, it makes no difference. We have the sheet of Rav Shimon, who says, you can leave it at the beginning or in the middle, it's going to have a din of peya, but to be yotzi your chiyav of peya, you have to leave a 60th at the corner. We have the sheet of Rav Yehuda, who says, what you leave at the beginning or in the middle is not peya at all. Maybe it's hefker, but it's not peya. But if you leave over at the corner, unless you leave something at the edge, how much do you have to leave? One stalk, that's enough. If you leave over one stalk at the end, then you could connect that with the shear of what you left in the middle and your yaitza, your chiev, pay. Some ask a question. Unless he says it's hefker, why are we saying that if he doesn't leave over a corner, what's in the middle is hefker? He intended to give it as paya. If it doesn't work for paya, l'chaira, he never said it's hefker, he just said it's paya. If we pass and look at Rabbi Yehuda and he doesn't know the halacha to leave over at the corner, it should be nothing. It should be his regular personal tefuah. So some say it's a knas. It's a punishment because he should have left over at the corner. And therefore Chazal made it hefker. And some say no, he just means to say that, look, if you want to give away something that's not paya, say it's hefker for everybody. Then it'll have a din of hefker. It'll talk about potter and trumas ma'isras. If you don't say it's hefker for everyone, you're just giving it as a gift to aniyim. That's very nice of you. But it's going to be mechuyev and trumas ma'isras. But the automatic that it's potter on trumas and maaser because it has a din of peya, says Reb Yehuda, no. It's not going to be peya unless you leave over something, even a single stalk, at the corner.